Wajib gini kan tuh temen. Oh, pemah mau pisim nyanan tuh tuh nih kesen. Sanggup sab, sanggup matenai fupu.
This is an attempt to to record the ancient Cree history of the Hudson and James Bay area. This type of narration has been passed on by Mount for ages before the white man amongst the Indian people. The original native Cree traditional culture, as most of the scholars today are aware, the North America's native had never developed their written history, period. The only means for them to pass on their culture was by stories about their past. For example, for education, physical training, spiritual teachings, survival education was elevated with the spiritual belief and practices. The young children grew up with practice of survival activities, along with the spiritual beliefs and practices, with the elders, with parents and grandparents, and so on. There was a system, there was an education system, and that education system for the young people, everything was included. Our ancient Crees of the area must have had a rule to follow. They have a spiritual beliefs and practices. And they had the rules to follow, which requires for them to survive in them system. They also have a moral laws, which also covers the a social regulations. Whenever the society existed briefly in the temporary communities, temporary villages, wherever the natives happened to come together, this was prior to the European contact of North American Indians. Listening to the elders today, we can trace these things in parts of the actual histories, events which took place a long time before the white man. And another part is by listening to the Indian legends. Legends may be looked at as folklores today, or they can be looked at as fantasies, fairy tales, or whatever the name can be used to try to describe them. These methods of teaching or passing on information to the preceding generations before the white man amongst our natives in North America had been going on for ages. As we have said before, our North American natives had never developed their written communication, therefore could not preserve their history in paper or in books. The only way they can preserve these histories is by stories passing on by mouth, and also